Hello there. Welcome back. If you're new here, my name is Sylvia and I help you understand the law of assumption and who you truly are. And if you need my help, you can check the links below this podcast, wherever you are listening to this podcast. You can also check me out on YouTube. I have a channel, Manifesting with Sylvian, and I have a website with the same name, manifestingwithsylvian.com. So today, let's talk about the difference between what you know intellectually and what you actually know from within, because those two things are very different indeed. Because it is different. Just before I hit the recording button today, for this podcast, I was chatting with a conscious manifestor friend of mine, and I was telling her how most people in this community, while they know intellectually what they read or what they hear, because they are not stupid, right? They are intelligent people. So they hear things and they hear it intellectually, but they are not really knowing it from the heart, from within. And a very simple example is when people talk about their desires as something over there, outside of them, sometimes even bigger than themselves. So they're thinking about DSP or of DSP, but strongly implying from what they're saying, from their own words, strongly implying that that SP of theirs, that person that they want in their lives to be their husband, wife, lover, is separated from them, but also is not with them, is completely not here at all right now. So I'm thinking of them. I'm thinking about them as being over there, far away from me. Well, intellectually, they know that they're not supposed to do this. But the thing is, they know this intellectually, but they don't truly understand. They don't truly know that imagination creates reality. Because if you really know that imagination creates reality, the same as you know that fire burns, you wouldn't put your hand in the fire, would you? Yet, intellectually, you understand that imagination creates reality, but you imagine all type of things all day long that you do not want. You keep on imagining yourself from the state of not having and not being who you want to be and what you want to have. So this really shows that you may understand the law intellectually as a concept, something like that, but you do not really understand to the point that you would be aware of what you are imagining, because as you are imagining it, it's manifesting. Your consciousness is your physical life, physical world being manifested. Whatever you are imagining, manifest in your world constantly. Let's listen to what Neville says here. Anyone who hears it, even after you've heard it for years and years, and think you're living by it, I've discovered that one is not really living by it. It has not yet become part of their thinking, and it is that imagining creates reality. I say this because I identify imagining with God in action. To me, man is all imagination and God is men, and exists in us and we in him. The eternal body of men is the imagination, and that is God himself. If by God I mean the creator of the universe and the master of the whole vast universe, and I identify that creator with the human imagination, then men should be more careful as to what he is imagining, so I can give lip service to the statement, imagining creates reality, and yet, if I'm observant in the course of a day, if I observe what I am imagining, where I am imagining things I do not wish to experience, I would find numbered moments in my life that I don't wish to experience. If I really believe that imagining creates reality, I would be more careful, more concerned about what I am imagining. So I won't give lip service and say imagining creates reality and go blindly on imagining anything other than what I want to create. And again, what I've just read is from Neville. It's very clear from what he's saying here that most people just say, repeat, imagination creates reality. Like it's a nice catchphrase to say. But really, are you just giving lip service to this catching phrase? Oh, imagination creates reality. And imagining all day long, as he says here, the very opposite of what you want. Because trust me if I tell you from my own experience, and good gracious knows that I've tested and experienced many things as a conscious manifester. I'm not even talking about when I wasn't conscious of what I was doing with my mind at all. As a conscious manifester, I cannot fool God, right? God cannot be fooled, as it says in the Bible. Meaning, you cannot say, no matter how conscious of a manifester you think you are, no matter if you are calling yourself a coach or not, you cannot say ever, well, I'll imagine this for a minute, but I want the opposite. I'll just dwell in my mind in something I don't want for a few moments, but I want the opposite. No. What you are imagining that you are right now, who you are imagining that you are right now, what you are imagining that you have or don't have right now is being manifested, is being reflected in your 3D now and later for what is to come. As long as you are imagining that, you are imagining, that is going to be manifested in your world. That you are imagining, consciously or unconsciously, is going to be experienced through your own body, because that's why we were born. It's to experience life according to what we create in our minds. So, for example, if you keep on saying, I don't know why, but it's not working. If it's not working, it's because you are imagining, most likely unconsciously, you're not even aware of what you're doing, at least not 100%. But if you keep on saying it's not working, well, I can keep on telling you for sure, it's because you are imagining that it's not working. You are imagining something at some point, something that implies that you don't have your desire. Even the assumption that many, many of you are creating, which is that it takes time to be who I want to be and have what I want to have. There is a process to get where I want to be. This is being imagined. Therefore, this is why for you, it does take time. But it doesn't have to. But since you are God within, your imagination is God, and you are imagining that, that is going to be true to you. Do you know how many things I was able to change in my life very quickly? But I'm not any different than you. I do not have anything that you don't have. I am God within, just like you. But I simply stopped a while back creating this assumption that there is a process or that it takes time for me to see the results that I want to see. Therefore, in my own reality, it happens very quickly. Most of the time within a few days, sometimes overnight. And again, I'm not any different than you guys. And this is what you really need at this point to understand. There is a difference between understanding something intellectually. So understanding, okay, imagination creates reality. Therefore, I need to imagine that I have my desire, right? Many of you, I think you understand this at least intellectually, but really, really, are you truly understanding it? Because if you truly understand it deep down in your mind or in your heart, but deep down, you would stop right now imagining anything that you do not want to manifest. Such as the assumption that it takes time. First of all, in imagination, nothing takes time. It's instant. It's instant in imagination, period. End point. And the only reason it may take a minute to appear in the world of shadows, it's because of that. It's the world of shadows, of echo. But stop creating the assumption that it takes time for you to change, that it takes time for your desire to be fulfilled. This assumption has to go, because this assumption has to be imagined by you. And as a result, it will take time, a long time as far as linear time goes, for you to see what you want to see. I think that the best practical way to go about this is, number one, become conscious of what's going on in your mind. Become aware of what's going on in your mind. What are you thinking about? What are you feeling? What are you reacting to? What are the stories that you are creating? The inner conversations that you are creating in your mind? All of this is what you are imagining, right? Be aware and awake. Be conscious of what's going on in your mind. That's number one. Number two, when you catch yourself imagining anything that you do not want, ask yourself the question, do I want to go there? Do I want to manifest this, what I'm thinking about right now, what I am entertaining right now in my mind? Is it what I want to manifest in my life? If the answer is no, stop right then and there. Stop it. Stop yourself. Say, okay, all right. No, I don't want to manifest this. So what do I want to do? Do I want to keep on imagining it? If the answer is no, then stop imagining that. Don't just flip thoughts. Stop imagining what you are imagining. And imagine instead what you want to experience in your life. What is it that you want to experience instead? Well, imagine that instead of what you are imagining, which is the opposite of what you want. So this is the difference between understanding this law intellectually and understanding this law deep down, experientially. If you truly understand experientially that what you imagine, but no matter what it is that you are imagining, that's why I took the example of even imagining that there is a process that takes time, that is imagined by you. If you understand that everything that you entertain in your mind, which is what you are imagining, will create in your world of shadows, or better said, will reflect in your world of shadows, Once you understand this, you will have proven to yourself that you do not understand this law just intellectually, but you understand this law experientially from within. I hope this was helpful, guys. And as you know, I truly appreciate you.